Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me this morning, we have Nicole Stacy from VIP Pensacola. VIP, what am I thinking?
It's okay.
Visit Pensacola. It's early. It's Friday.
Hi.
We also have Joni and Therese from Foo Foo Fest with us. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So when is Foo Foo Fest happening?
It kicks off this year on October 31st, and it runs through November 11th.
Wonderful. And so I've had some guests in the studio recently. They said, where did the Foo Foo come from?
So the name Foo Foo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the name Foo Foo comes from, it's the nautical term that defines a impromptu musical performance on a ship. So when this festival started 11 years ago and they were trying to come up with a name, that is the name that was proposed to us by the marketing agency. And they thought it was a good fit because Foo Foo Fest every year has different events ranging from performing arts, visual arts, you know, jazz. You can find something for everyone. So the kind of impromptu portion of that definition kind of fits the festival perfectly.
Oh, wonderful. Awesome. Well, in case you ever wondered, now you know. So I was looking at some of the events here. We have Carmen the Traveler, Night Movies Fest, the Lizzie Musical, Pensacola Museum of Art's going to be there. How many events in total are there?
So this year we have 13 grant-funded events. But in addition to our grant-funded events, we also have what we call Friend of Foo events. And the Friend of Foo events are organizations. It could be other nonprofits that did not get our grant or other local businesses that are putting on an event during the festival and want to be part of our overall marketing. So I think as of right now, we have about 15 Friend of Foo events. Mm. But that's going to continually be added as we get closer to the festival.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, and we should say, too, if you are interested in being a Friend of Foo, you can find the application online. It's a really great way to get free marketing. It's a great way for other events within that two-week span to get some promotion and just be a part of something bigger than their individual event, which we all know, you know, when we all work together and we can celebrate all of our events, it just makes our individual event that much stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So check out the website because you can still apply. There is a deadline.
It's October 1st this year.
Yep, October 1st. And so we are looking for events. You know, last year we had over 25 Friends of Foo. So help us beat that number because we really do like to talk about all the different things because it really just helps build out those 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So if there's a business or an organization listening and they want to put together an event, but they're like, but I'm not sure what I can bring to this. Is there any sort of gaps where you're like, it'd be really cool if we could do this?
You know, we're always looking for something that is in relatable to the arts, culture, entertainment realm. So if you've got, you know, something with live music, or if you're putting on a show, or if you're doing a tasting, or some sort of theatrical, you know, Jackson's is a great example. They do a dinner, but then they bring in performers for that dinner, and there's a theme around it. Or the Greater Gulf Coast Arts Festival is usually a Friends of Foo, and it really helps highlight that weekend. Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show is a Friend of Foo. Again, it just builds out reasons why you might already be here for homecoming, but, oh, it's also Foo Foo Festival, and let's look at all the events that are happening. Maybe I can stay one more night.
Mm-hmm. And so a business could look at that and say, well, I'm doing this anyway. I can kind of tap into the brand that is Foo Foo Fest.
Yep, absolutely.
Perfect. So when visitors are coming to Pensacola for this, how can they plan their experience?
You visit our website at foofoofest.com. It will have all the grant-funded events listed and also all of the Friend of Foo events listed. And this year, we updated the website a little bit in terms of the format from previous year. So now you can look at it in a list view that lists each event separately. There's also a calendar view. So you can go and look and see exactly what's happening every day during the 12-day festival. And there is where you can just like go click on it and then add it to your, whether it's, you know, Gmail calendar, Outlook calendar. So you can just go out there and go ahead and check that out and do it. And I also want to mention that some of the events are ticketed events. So when you go on the Foo Foo Fest website, you can then click on each individual event that you're interested in, and it will take you to a separate landing page for that event where you will have ticket information and such. So I wouldn't wait on planning your festival because some of these events do have tickets and there are a limited number of tickets available. So I would start your planning now so that you can ensure that you do have a ticket to the event that you want to attend.
Perfect. So I know that the locals, obviously, I'm sure, come out and support this event. But I'm pretty sure it also brings in lots of people from outside the area too, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You know, we are always talking about our fall season. When kids are back in school, it's a great time for couples to come and just venture out for a long weekend. Or if, you know, they work from home or their schedules are flexible, come and plan a week-long vacation. This really allows for you to, one, experience the art scene while also going to some of the world's most beautiful beaches. You know, our role at Visit Pensacola is to talk about those beautiful beaches, but mm-hmm. then also allow people to learn about what else there is to do after a couple of days in the sun. Foo Foo Festival is exactly that. It allows you to learn about the arts, the culture, the entertainment pieces of all of Pensacola, and why you should get out and explore and kind of check out all these other great things to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're also once-in-a-lifetime events, we should say that. So once you get a grant, the grant purpose is for these organizations to do programs they wouldn't regularly do in their season. So it's not like, let's take, for example, the Blue Trees, which is going to be really cool, and I know the three of us are really excited about it. That's not going to happen again necessarily. So these are opportunities for you to come and enjoy the events that aren't regularly programmed and probably won't be back again. So we always like to say, like, they're once in a lifetime, because they truly are. These 13 organizations are doing events that they didn't necessarily have planned, but now they're really excited because with our grant dollars, they can elevate their programming and do something new and exciting.
Mm-hmm. And you referenced Blue Trees there. So we had Mike Wiggins on the show on Monday, and he was telling me a little bit about the Blue Trees. But for listeners who may not have heard that show, can you just tell me kind of what makes that unique?
Yes. So this year, the Historic Trust is putting on a grant where they are painting some trees downtown. It's generally focused on the area around Museum Plaza, but it's not actually real paint. So it's a chalk-based paint that is environmentally friendly, and it will wash off naturally with time. So what's really cool about that event is that they're also going to have community engagement. So if you are interested in participating and actually helping paint these trees, there is a sign-up link that's available on the website for the Historic Trust. Same thing, you can find it on foofoofest.com and then find the Blue Trees event on there, and you'll find information about how you can sign up to be a part of actually making this installation go up. So there is this really cool interactive portion of this installation as well, where community members can come and paint. And the Foo Foo Fest committee is going to be down there helping to paint the trees as well. So we're really excited about that. And I do want to add something that Nicole was referencing earlier when you were talking about bringing a visitor here.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly why Foo Foo Fest was created 11 years ago. It was to bring visitors to Pensacola during what used to traditionally be known as the shoulder season. I think it's not necessarily the shoulder season anymore, and I think part of the success that ACE has had with putting on Foo Foo Fest every year, but that is what it's all about. It is about promoting Escambia County as a premier arts destination for cultural tourism during November. And I think our results over the year has shown that it's having its intended effect, and that is bringing visitors to Pensacola during that time.
Perfect. So Nicole Stacy from Visit Pensacola is our guest. Also Joni and Therese from Foo Foo Fest. If you have any questions for them, 850-437-1620. So tell me a little bit more about what this event means for our local hoteliers and restaurants.
Well, it brings visitors here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's about putting heads in beds. So we want all of our hotels to be fully booked, all our restaurateurs, all the breweries. And, you know, you go during outdoor into downtown during Foo Foo Fest, and it's usually packed.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have back again for the second time this year, we did it for the first time last year with our 10th anniversary installation of Foo Foo Fest, is that we started this new component of the festival called Foo Foo on the Menu.
Mm.
So we partnered up with a bunch of local restaurants and coffee shops and breweries and ice cream shops, and they featured a special item on their menu and named it, you know, some like cute name that was related to the festival, and they would feature that item during the festival. And we had a production team that went out, did interviews, and, you know, pushed that out on our social media and on our other marketing channels. And the purpose of that is that we want to showcase kind of like the immersive experience to all our visitors during the festival. So it's not just about coming to Fufu Fest and visiting our grant-funded events. It's about experiencing everything Pensacola has to offer, you know, from accommodations to being able to go out to eat at one of our awesome restaurants that we have here, going to one of our super cool breweries. It's just about having, you know, the overall really good experience when you're coming to Escambia County, and wanting people to come and have such a good time that they're going to continue to come back year after year after year.
Sure. So with some of the restaurants that are participating, and I was kind of poking through the websites, I think I know what you're referencing. Top of mind, do you have a restaurant in particular that's doing something unique that you want to highlight?
So we have, Joni, do you? I know you've been working on that.
I don't know if we have any of the menu items like hammered down yet, but I know that we have some cool partnerships that are happening. Like, I know that Big Jerk Soda is collaborating with us and with the Historic Trust to do something tying into like the blue trees. So some kind of like specialty soda that will be available. I don't know though about the specific menu thing.
Yeah. So the specific menu items haven't been released yet because we actually haven't rolled out the actual production marketing.
Gotta keep some things a surprise.
Right. So I can tell you kind of like who the businesses are that we're partnering with, but like what they are doing hasn't been released yet. Mm-hmm. So that's still a secret.
Okay.
So we are working with Atlas Oyster House. We are working with Union Public House, the Cotton Candy. What's the name of the?
Wim Cotton Candy.
Mm. And Big Jerk Soda, and I know that there are several more, O'Reilly's, Sir Richard's, and
we're
George's.
Working with the breweries. We're working with Alga Brewery, maybe in collaboration with some of the other breweries to kind of, we had a Foo Brew last year, and that's definitely back, and I believe, right, the Borough is also participating,
correct,
which is the new restaurant bar. That's by the owners of Odd Colony. So kind of expanding the footprint of the festival too into East Hill and, you know, into other parts of town is always fun for us and like something that we think about, you know, because some of the events are happening, you know, in other parts of the town too.
I think that's a really great point that you just made, because that also highlights Friends of Foo once again. That can be anywhere in Escambia County. So whether it's an event, you know, Frank Brown is always a Friends of Foo, and that primarily takes place in Perdido Key. So we're extending the footprint beyond just downtown. Yes, the majority of the granted events are in downtown Pensacola with a lot of our art organizations. But if you're on Perdido Key, you're on Pensacola Beach, you're up by UWF, you know, and you've got a cool event that's something about the arts or culture or entertainment or food or a brewery, and you want to be a part of what we're doing, definitely get on the website and check out the Friends of Foo information, because it's a great way to kind of get involved. And again, bridge all of the gaps, right? Like bring us all together, because this is us celebrating cultural tourism within Pensacola, and that means all of Pensacola.
Mm-hmm. The Alga Foo Brew is actually one of them that I did notice, and I'm like, I'm going to try that out.
Yeah.
This sounds cool.
Yeah, and some of them, you can think about it in terms of like geography too, right? Like there'll be an event at PSC, like the gospel event. And so if, you know, George is participating, like we try to think about it that way, right? Like that you could do two at once. Like last year we had End of the Line participate because of where the 309 block party happened. End of the Line was within the footprint of that, you know? Mm-hmm. So kind of directing people to like a multi-layer experience within one event is a part of the thought process too. When we're going through and thinking about restaurants we like and we want to ask, you know, of course they have to say yes, it's not just us, but
right. Yeah,
we try to think about that.
Right, it's about kind of curating the experience for them. So if someone is going to Pensacola State College to check out their exhibit that they have during Foo, or attending the event that WSRE is putting on, the gospel competition, which is, you know, located over closer by the Cordova Mall area, well, you have George's over there, so they can go to George's for dinner and then go check out the exhibit, or, you know, in the other order. But that's kind of like the thought behind that.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to bring Nicole back into this. And so just talking a little bit about the impact this has for tourism in our area. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and Teresa's exactly correct when she says this used to be a time where we called it the shoulder season. We don't call it the shoulder season anymore because we've all really started working together and collaborating on how can we make Pensacola a year-round premier destination for people to visit. And I think we all do a really good job in being a very inclusive destination so that no matter what, you can come and visit, whether you're a couple, whether you're snowbirds, whether you're just friends who want to get out for the weekend, or if you want to do bachelor, bachelorette, or kids, or multi-gen, or, you know, a family vacation. Pensacola's got something for everyone, and now we've got something for everyone all year long.
Perfect. So, again, the Fufu Fest crew is in the studio with us today, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions for them. So, obviously, like I said, you're still adding events, adding experiences to Fufu Fest. How can people get more information about that?
Check out the website, fufufest.com. Like I said, we have about 13 grant funded. We have exactly 13 grant funded events, and probably about 15 friend of foo that have been added so far. But that's going to continue to increase. And just to kind of add on to what Nicole was saying too, you know, that's kind of part of what Foo Foo Fest does every year. Is we try to when we are scoring these grants, we are trying to create a festival that caters to everyone, or everyone will find something in the festival that they like. So, for example, this year we have the 309 Punk Project that are back again for a second year with their block party. We have Night Moves, which is an indie rock festival. We have the opera that's putting on Carmen the Traveler. And then, you know, we have Fiesta with their Living Museum. We have Legal Aid that is putting on their Jazz Fest festival. So there's a very diverse offering of events that are happening during Fufu Fest, and that is intentional because we do want to be inclusive and we do want to reach a wide range of audiences to attract to the area during Fufu.
Okay.
Well, sorry, Joni. And also, we've got several different scavenger hunts this year. Again, all of this is on the website, fufufest.com. But another way that if you have your kids or if you just want to get out and do something fun and different and learn more about what we've got going on, like Pensacola Back to the Future Time Travel Adventure Tour and Scavenger Hunt, Pensacola Amazing Race Tour and Scavenger Hunt. So there's a lot of different things. We've got ghost tours because, I mean, we're kicking it off on Halloween.
Yes, one of
the best holidays we've got, and it's going to be super exciting. But Pensacola Museum of Art, they're celebrating 70 years, so they're putting something new and different and just inviting people. Maybe you've never been to the Museum of Art. Maybe you've never thought that, like, that's something you would enjoy. Well, now is the time to come and check it out because it's new and it's fun and it's different. And it's a time where the weather is ideal. We love getting out and walking around. Downtown is so walkable. I mean, I think all of Pensacola is really becoming a more walkable, explorable destination. And so this is just another way for you to get out and do that.
Yeah, and what Nicole was saying about the Pensacola Museum of Art celebrating 70 years, they do kick off Foo on October 31st with a block party that they are going to have outside of the Pensacola Museum of Art. So this will be a block party that's open to families as well. So it will be a fun and safe thing to do during Halloween this year.
And Joni, did you have something you wanted to add earlier?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say we will also be at the September Gallery Night, the food team. So if you want more information in person, we'll be there and we'll have maybe some foo swag. I know that Fufu is very known, you know, around town for the T-shirts and stuff that kind of we use to help brand the festival. I don't know that we'll have those, but we will definitely have rat cards, you know, like one sheet so that people can take it and have a nice list of the events to like look at and start planning. And gallery night is next Friday, I believe, right? The September 20th gallery night?
Yes. That's next Friday.
Yeah, we'll be there.
All right.
Good point.
Kind of unofficially kicks off then.
Yeah. So good point on the T-shirts because that's something that I get a lot of questions about. I mean, people start emailing me already. It's like, hey, how, where, when can we get the Foo shirts this year? So every year our marketing team will create a new version of our Foo shirts, and they are very, very popular. And this year, you will find the T-shirts. So if you're interested in some Foo merch and you want to find a T-shirt, the best way to get them is to actually come to our grant-funded events because there will be street teams handing out these T-shirts for free. So best way to get a T-shirt, attend a grant-funded events. We're also going to have pop-up locations during the actual festival. So if you follow us on Instagram and on Facebook, we'll announce pop-up locations during the festival where you can come and get T-shirts.
Nice. So talk to me a little bit more about the Foo Foo Fest grants. How many are available? Obviously, you mentioned people can go to the website and apply for one.
Correct. So every year in January, we kind of kick off the new season, and we have a meeting with local nonprofits who are interested in becoming part of Foo Foo Fest and applying for a grant. So in order to apply for a grant, you have to be a nonprofit, and you have to be located in Escambia County. And you can ask for a maximum of up to $100,000. So how many grants we give out every year depends on the grant pool that we have. So this year, we had $500,000 available in the grant pool, and we gave out close to $770,000 in grant. And that fully funded 13 grant events. So every year is going to be different, right? Because we don't know who's going to apply, and we don't know how much money each grant applicant is going to apply for. So what we do too is that we only fully fund grants because we want the grantees to be able to actually put on the event that they said they wanted to. So we fully fund grants. So let's say we have, 20 grant applicants. We're going to score them, and, the top scorers are going to get fully funded until we run out of money. So we don't do partial grants.
Okay. And sponsorships, are those still available? How do people get involved?
So if you are interested in sponsorship, you reach out to the grant-funded events directly, and you actually partner up with those. So, for example, if you're interested in sponsorship for Foo Foo Fest, I suggest that you look at the calendar of grant-funded events and then reach out to, for example, if you're interested in Night Moves or the opera, then you get in touch with them directly, and you can become a sponsor that way.
Okay. And so with the grants, is there anything that's limited to? Are there any like limits or restrictions?
Well, obviously it has to be a event during the time span of the festival, and it has to be focused on arts, culture, and entertainment. And the primary focus is always, is this event going to promote tourism? Is it going to bring out-of-town visitors to the area during the festival?
Okay, perfect. And I know that Nicole had talked a little bit earlier about being a friend of Foo. What does that status sort of give people by being a friend of Foo officially?
Free marketing. Yeah. We have a large marketing campaign. We spend a lot of money on the marketing in terms of marketing Foo Foo Fest as the umbrella event. And really the goal is to drive traffic to our website so that, in order for people to come to the website and plan their Foo Foo Festival, how they're going to spend their time here in Pensacola. And if you are approved to become a friend of Foo event, you get added to that list of events. So you're going to get exposure for the event and your business during that time. So it's a win-win.
And that's not limited to nonprofits, the way that the grant process is. Like, any business having an event can apply to be a friend of Foo as long as they're having within the calendar window and as long as it has anything under the, what a big umbrella term, like arts, culture, entertainment. But, that's pretty broad. So we tell everyone, we're like, don't assume, that it has to be one type of thing. Like anything can, apply and make it. So like bands.
Mm-hmm. And the application's so easy. You go to foofoofest.com. On the right, there's the hamburger. You can press it. It says Foo Foo Friend. Sign up. It's 9 questions
And
with a few attachments, and then you submit.
And then it goes to the committee. The committee votes on it, and you'll get an email saying you were approved, or if you were not approved, why.
Sounds good. So we have about a minute left, and I just want to kind of go around real quick. What's your favorite thing about Foo Foo Fest? We'll start with Joni over here.
In general or this year?
Just in general.
I think I just love the idea of highlighting some of the organizations that do stuff year round that maybe is a little bit intimidating to people. I love when they apply for food grants, to do something that might would get people to go. Like the opera this year is a great example. Like they're having their opera. It's like an abridged, modernized opera in Seville Quarter. So, maybe someone who wouldn't go to the opera in the Sanger.
Therese, how about you? 20 seconds.
To me, it's about the community. It's such a good time being out there, attending all the events and seeing everybody out in the community, out having a good time. Downtown is packed, running into people from all sorts of states that are here having a great time.
Website one more time?
FooFooFest.com.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.